A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. What is God calling me to do, we often ask, and how hard it is to find the answer, because it's usually about major decisions in our lives, lifestyle questions, job choices, the person I might marry. Is going back to school a good idea, Lord, I might ask? These are all, you might say, some of the standard questions. You might also say that these questions are about, well, me. What will be best for me? We want to run it by the Lord, just to be sure. But how about decisions regarding ministry for others? Have we ever thought that God has something in mind, a special gift to be used in a certain way to further the kingdom? It may have nothing to do with skills we've already developed. In the church, we call it a charism. What charism or gift of the Holy Spirit has been bestowed on you to lead others to God? It may involve thinking outside the box, as Jesus did. In today's gospel, we see that Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath. And that was against the rules. The scribes and Pharisees were watching. Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he did it anyway. But he often healed on the Sabbath, and we know from another gospel passage he picked grain on the Sabbath to feed his disciples. How often the faithful of our times and church history have done just that. They have broken out of the ordinary and forged ahead in creative ways. They started something new, something appropriate to their time and place. Like the ministry we are listening to at this very moment, an internet preaching ministry. Who would have thought? How about another ministry, the called and the gifted, which helps people discern their charism or gift? As a result of lay collaboration with the clergy, in about 2 years' time, this creative ministry has reached more than 20,000 people. How about Just Faith Ministries that gets people charged up about doing peace and justice work through their churches? There are some very creative ministries out there, and more that can be developed by people such as yourself, just by thinking outside the box for Christ. You may have your very own special niche ministry. It may be quite small, a ministry to just one other person, for example. But don't let that stop you. Remember, Jesus did it first. His ministry involved furthering the kingdom one by one. Yes, he healed a man on the Sabbath. That was one of his charisms. That was what he was called to do. So too can we use our gifts, helping one person at a time.